Hey everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 611. As always, I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A cold
I'm on
morning.
The other side of my office today, so you might get a little AC, a little extra AC background noise, but just let that hum you to sleep, unless you're driving.
Yeah.
Don't do it if you're driving. It's a brisk 38 outside at my house.
Yeah, my bedroom I was sleeping, it was nice and warm. I come out in the hallway and I'm like, oh my God, it's freezing. You can't see it, but I got a little blanket underneath, like on my lap, keep my legs and feet cold.
You got a little throw on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like, if you're like sitting around watching TV, do you use a blanket?
If I'm a little chilly, yes.
Yeah, you're like, I get hot so easy and then I get cold so easy. When I was fat, dude, I was always hot. Now that I'm just like super chunky, I get cold a lot.
No, I have a blanket. We have like a little basket. It's got a bunch of blankets in there, of course. My wife has like five or six of them. I have one.
Yeah, I'm never good though. Like I'll be cold and I'll put a blanket on and I'm like sweating. Mm-hmm. So I take the blanket off and I'm cold. It's like I never can catch like the perfect temp.
Right. Yeah. Now, do you have a specific blanket that you use if you do use one? Like, okay, that's mine.
Yeah, I don't really, no. Yes and no. Like, I have a Titans blanket, but I also don't care.
Okay. Yeah, two Falcons blankets.
Yeah, I'm not picky with that.
I've got one I've had, I was still at home, so probably 93, 94, 95, so almost 30 years blanket.
Yeah. Mine was a free one they gave out at the game, and it's very much of free quality.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like, it's just a blue blanket. It just has a random Titans logo dead ass in the center of it. It's just like a big giant patch that they stitched on. So it's like super uncomfortable right where the patch is at, but I'm not like sleeping with it. It's just a on the couch blanket.
I think we talked about, what about like one of them, you can put on with the sleeves,
the snuggie
snuggies. Yeah.
Or slanket.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, not as a grown man.
I have a Falcons, one of those. So I have two Falcons blanket, a Falcons Snuggie, and I have two Lego blankets.
You ever put the Snuggie on and then put a blanket on over that?
No.
You're never that chilly?
No. My wife's got a funny photo that she has of me with the Snuggie on where I'm playing. I have my headset on, the PlayStation headset, and I got a controller, and I'm just sitting back in the Snuggie just...
Yeah, you look like a giant man-child.
Yeah, and she took a picture, and she shows me that every now and then. I'm like, get rid of that picture. Yeah. I just think it's so cute. And I'm like, whatever.
You're like, no, that's got to go, though.
Mm-hmm. Don't leave your phone around me. I'm going to delete that thing.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever had a Snuggie on. I know I've never owned a Snuggie.
It's neat, but it just comes around your neck. So I don't like stuff around my neck. So I have to pull it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Even when I sleep, I don't like the blanket around my neck.
Yeah, I don't like anything around my neck, like too tight. I'm not one of those people that like freaks out, but I don't care for it.
Yeah. Like if I wear a jacket, I never zip it all the way up. Or if I wear a hoodie or something, I don't like pullover hoodies because of the neck thing. So I like zip up hoodies.
Yeah, I'm too hairy for a zip up. Although I always wear an undershirt, but you got to worry about this little top section. Sometimes my neck hair will be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So right here, when I go to zip, you got to be cautious.
So my dad's really hairy, and he has a lot of times his hair comes real out. And we were eating one day, a couple weeks ago, and he had one hair. That thing was probably like 6 inches, just coming straight out.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, what the heck? And I was like, man, you got a hair. And he put it back in, and it just creeped right back out.
You got to pull that out if it gets, you have one that's unruly, it's got to go.
So he was like, pull it. I'm like, dude, I'll pull it after I'm done eating. I'm trying to eat right now. I'm trying to touch your hair.
Yeah, I can't pull no one's hair out while I'm eating, but.
So afterwards I pulled it, but that thing was probably like 5 or 6 inches long. And it was white.
Were you at like public?
Yeah, like we were at a restaurant eating.
That's so unacceptable. If I looked over and saw somebody removing someone else's chest hair while they were eating, I would be offended. And I don't offend easy.
We were at Drake's.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably a place you could get away with it.
Right.
because it's loud and the tables are set up weird, but it's still not cool.
Mm-hmm. So it's probably looking around like, what the heck is he doing?
Yeah. I guess you got to do you, though. You know, you paid to be out.
Right.
Don't let anybody tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, mine don't get like that. Mine are just all the same long length.
Same.
But yeah, I prefer a pullover hoodie. Because hoodies, to me, I like the hood up. And when you put the hood up, the neck kind of relaxes a little bit.
Right.
It's only when you have that weight back there that it's kind of pulling on the front. So I prefer the hood on.
I also don't like long sleeves. Like, I don't own any long sleeve shirts. So I have like the button ups are long sleeve, but I end up rolling them up a little bit up to the elbow.
Yeah, that's what I do. I like the long sleeves, but I like to push it up.
Unless it's like a coat or a jacket, then I'll have the long sleeves. And every now and then you'll see me push them up to the elbow.
Yeah, but then you stretch out the sleeves.
Yeah.
If you do too much of that, so. I don't know. I do like a long sleeve in the winter, but I always start with it down, and then 10 minutes into my day, I've got it pushed up or rolled up. Depends on my attitude.
Now, when you go to the Titans games, we've probably talked about this before, but are you like a hoodie jacket, then take it off and sit in your lap if it gets too hot, or you just keep it on and deal with it?
Our seats don't get too hot, really. I mean, it's happened, but it's so rare because we don't get any sun.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's undercover. So if it's cold, it's going to be cold. But yeah, always wear an undershirt. This year, I'll probably be smarter. I need to buy some just Titans t-shirts.
Right.
To wear as the undershirt. So that if the hoodie does get too hot, I can come out of it. So, but typically when it gets cold, I'll do a hoodie. And then I do a heated jacket over top of it. So I have the option to do jacket, hoodie, heat. I have the option to do jacket, hoodie. I have the option to just do hoodie. And so you can have kind of various degrees. Everyone keeps saying it's going to be a bad winter. So if that's true, I that's still my plan is the hoodie because I'll take it out, put the hood on, and then the jacket also has a hood.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on my mood, I'll either take that hood off before I leave and not bring it, or I'll double hood it.
Right, note about earmuffs or hood, beanie.
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 Yeah.
Will you cover your ears?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll cover. I guess it gets the tops of my ears. It doesn't really get the bottoms.
Now, do you do face mask to cover it?
I have one. I have one of the full. It's got like the. Remember when you do send your pictures, you had like the drape?
Yeah.
It's basically like that. So it's just the full hood that comes on. Face mask. It's got the Titans logo that runs across right on your mouthpiece.
Mm.
And then it goes down and kind of like covers here, and it's made to put a shirt on over top of it.
Okay.
I got it from the Amazon. I bought it last year. I have never worn it because I got it after the season was over last year. And I don't even know where I put it, but I should dig it out because the cold will be upon us soon. But yeah, I'll go as crazy as I need to, but I don't like to be too bundled up.
Yeah.
I like to be able to still kind of move freely.
Something like that?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I got that exact one.
Okay.
So it's got the Titans logo kind of on the mask. That mask is built in, but it functions like a hoodie with a drawstring.
Nice.
So you just slip that on and then slip your shirt over top of that. So that way you don't look so insane.
Right. You can put sunglasses on if you need to, or wear your glasses.
Yeah. I've got some prescription sunglasses. I've never worn sunglasses to the game, though, because I'm not that cool.
Yeah. What about hand warmers?
I have heated gloves.
Heated gloves.
Yeah.
You probably
I know all that sounds like overkill, and it kind of is, but man, it gets the Texan game, like, a few years ago or whenever I went, was 7 degrees.
Damn.
That's just cold. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to me, I'll bring the heated gloves. I probably don't use them 9 out of 10 times, but when you need them, you're glad you have them.
Yeah.
My gloves will last a whole game. My jacket will last a whole game as long as I don't put it on the super high setting. I wouldn't be able to stay in the super high setting though.
Yeah, I have like a little face thing too, but mine doesn't come over the head. It just comes around the face. Then I have a beanie, and I have one that's like the old Eskimo hats with the little fur on it that covers the ears. We went to Indianapolis back in January this last year, and we had for a basketball game, and we knew we were going to be outside, and it's a long walk. So I had like that. Then I had my little heat warmers that fit in my glove. And I remember I had to check them at the entrance because it was like metal, and they're like, "What is this?" And I said, "They're hand heat warmers." And they're like, "Oh, well,
this is my battery here for my jacket. It's just a regular external battery. It's got a little breast pocket, slides in, jacket plugs into it, and then you just turn it on. And then my gloves have little dual charging batteries, so it'd be the same thing. I don't think I'd be able to get through anywhere with them, but through the metal detectors, they don't care.
Yeah.
I believe you could bring a katana into a Titans game. And it's not to give anybody any ideas, but I mean, I've been searched one time ever, or second scanned, I guess, one time ever. Mm. And I'm definitely spoiled because I don't bring anything to the game, right?
Right.
For the show Marshall 205 Drive. So I literally have a wallet and sometimes AirPods, but usually not that. I just have a wallet.
Yeah.
So I have a wallet, my work phone, my regular phone, and that's it.
No key? You don't take keys?
I don't take any keys. I have smart lock on my house and I don't, not driving.
Right.
So I guess like 2 games ago I went and they flagged me to the side and I immediately had an attitude. it wasn't even controllable because I'm not that guy, but I'm like, I don't have anything on me. The guy's like, put your belongings in the box. And I put my wallet and my 2 phones in the box and he's like, keys. I'm like, there's nothing on me. Like there's no way I flagged the metal detector or the scan. So I walk back through it and don't go off, but I'm like, that's the same stuff I always have with me. So I don't understand how one time, what it is I think somebody came through close to me and it made it, the light went off and he just got me. And the guy with probably the pistol went through.
Right.
But they're very relaxed there. And I don't say that because I want it to beef up or I don't want anything to happen, but I'm just saying like, it's not really an unruly fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the Raiders, I bet there's some, well, not anymore, but when they were in Oakland, there were some pat downs.
Right.
Cause the Oakland fans, like true Raiders fans, they'll F you up.
Yeah. Especially if they lose.
Yeah. Ravens fans, Pittsburgh fans, like passionate fan bases probably got pat them down.
Yeah.
The Titans they do not have a passionate fan base. You could just let them through.
Yeah.
Most of them are fans of the other team.
Right. They got, if they are Titans fans, they got free tickets or someone gave them a ticket.
Yeah. So, but, you can get through there. No problem. I think you can just wear heated stuff. Whenever we got our, we had like a liaison or whenever we were getting tickets, that was one of the questions that Marshall 205 asked, and they said you can always wear heated stuff. So I assume it's no problem. This is also very obviously like a external battery.
Yeah.
It looks like one. Functions like one is one. You can tell that's what it is. But yeah, so that's what I do when it's cold outside. I don't even know why we're talking about that.
I know. We just started talking about how cold it was and went there. Yeah.
Let's switch it up. What did you play this week?
The only thing I played this week was Ghost of Tsushima. Still chomping away at that.
We had to cancel game night.
Yep. Yeah, someone had a concert to go to again.
He had a hockey game to hockey go game. To.
Yeah.
And we've just been, since we started to see a Thieves on Howard's save file, like we just let him do the missions because I don't think that we can start the missions if I don't know.
Yeah, we would have to start over like we've never played.
Yeah, so he wasn't going to be there, so we just decided to hold off a week so that he could be back, so that he could start the mission.
So what I thought about the skipping, like, the 2 weeks we did, I'm just going to push you behind on your Halloween, because I know you like to do it on Halloween.
I like a spooky season game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's okay, though. I mean, we'll work it out.
Yeah.
I'm really torn about what I'm doing anyways. So...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do I go next?
Yeah.
It's me, then Howard.
Yep. You, then Pat Man's last.
Yeah. one of them is going to pick a racing game. We're just it. The shit talk has gone on so long. One of them is going to pick a racing game.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's coming.
And I'm going to laugh if Edmonds actually wins or if Marshall 205 loses every race.
Now, I've played with both of them before in racing games, and Patman is historically bad at racing games.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been so much shit talk, and he's become so much more interested in racing, like, as a person.
Right. Yeah, he just sent
his that long crow?
Yeah. He just sent us photos of him at an F1 event and cars. Yeah. And
he's been playing a lot of Gran Turismo. He uses the wheel. Like, I do think there's a real chance that he's a lot better than he used to. Marshall 205... For the show, Marshall 205 is given no chance that Patman could ever beat him.
Yeah.
I keep trying to remind him, like, it could happen.
Mm-hmm. Then when it does, what's going to be the excuse? Oh, your controller slipped, or oh, you fell asleep.
Because Marshall 205 is not any better than me at racing games. We're very equal.
Mm-hmm.
I win, he wins, we both win a lot. I only talk shit about Patman being bad. I don't talk shit about me being good because there's a real chance he beats me.
Right.
And I don't want to be in as deep as Marshall 205 is because he's all in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he would probably race Patman for pink slips at this point.
Right.
You have to leave an opening for, there's a chance you don't mm-hmm. win.
Babe, I'm putting the house up.
Yeah. There has to be an opening that you don't win. And so I only talk about Patman's skills. I don't talk about my own.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. But one of them is going to pick a racing game. It's gone on too long.
So far, the only game that we played where Patman was like actually bad in was the golf game.
Yeah. Which he was weird. He was the opposite of everyone else. Everyone else started out bad and got better. And he started out good and got worse.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't even know how that happens. Unless he just lost focus.
Mm-hmm.
I miss the golf game.
I know. I thought about starting it up because I had that Quest out there and I got some email about Quest. I was like, ooh, then I have it for my place, PSVR also.
Yeah. We're talking about walkabout mini golf.
Yes.
We did all the basic levels. You'd have to buy DLC levels.
Mm-hmm.
And then my Marshall 205 and myself have already done a lot of the DLC levels too.
Right.
Walkabout's it's fun.
Now if they do two, like Walkabout Mini Golf 2, then we might have to.
We need to play more VR in general.
Mm-hmm.
I love VR, but it's like I can't play Party Animals if I play in VR, and I can't do this, right. You know. So it's one of those things where we just don't ever end up doing it.
No, we just dedicate a VR night. Whoever is on gets on and plays, and whoever doesn't. But hey, this is the night we play VR.
I would be down for that even if we weren't playing together.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if we were all just in chat on VR. Just to force kind of everybody to be in VR.
Yeah.
That's the thing with me. It's like I need to be thinking about VR all day if I'm going to play VR. I got to be in the right headspace for VR.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I just jump on to play and you're like, let's play in VR, it's like, oh, I wasn't planning on that, though.
Right.
But if I know all day I'm going to play, I get excited about it and I'm good with it and I have the energy for it. But when, like, I'm sitting down in the chair and I'm kind of relaxed and then you're like, let's get the headset on, I'm like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
Because Marshall 205 does try to play it a lot, but he tries to play it at 10:30 when I hadn't thought about it all day. And I'm not down for that.
Right.
The other thing I'm not down for is getting on at 11 o'clock and he'll be like, you want to start a new game? I'm like, no, I don't. I don't want to start a new game for an hour. That sounds absolutely terrible.
Right. I got an email saying something about that the shooter we just got done playing.
The VR one?
Yeah. Saying, hey, you haven't played, want to come back and.
Zero Caliber Reloaded.
Yeah.
I think was what it was called.
And then I saw my subscription's about to renew for that, for the VR.
Oh, the Meta Plus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I like is that we decided to do Minecraft and then never played it.
Yeah, I think he jumped in and moved his whole base and then that was it.
We played one night, him and I. I spent the whole time walking around refamiliarizing myself with our area.
Mm-hmm.
He just walked until he couldn't go anymore and then built a new home.
Yeah. Then I got upset because I showed him his little turtle base and he shit all over it and didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, he's insensitive. So
yeah, I know.
That turtle base is cool. Did you see that the turtle Lego set?
Yes.
I wanted to send it to him. Minecraft Lego set. I wanted to send it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there was, I know he is in and out of Lego, but if there was ever a set to have, it felt like that one.
Yeah.
Because it looks like the thing that you built him. Is that an old set? I just saw it the other day.
No, it's new.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a share screen.
Let me get a set number for you guys.
Some of this one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it's set 21254.
Yeah, it's so you get the turtle armor. You get a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
You get Steve in turtle armor. Then you get a zombie, a little raft, a sea turtle. And then you also get like a turtle house, which is not an exact copy of what you built, but it's kind of similar. It's just on the ground level instead of being raised up. But it's super cute and it's very on brand. He loves turtles. He especially loves sea turtles. And it's Minecraft.
It's only $26.99.
Yeah, that set has everything on. Now, I'm not going to bully him for not getting it because I didn't show it to him.
Yeah.
What's the other one that Alex is? It's the third set there.
Oh, this it's a polybag.
Oh, a polybag. Set 30432.
Oh, no, no.
It's just...
Well, it looks like it's a polybag, but it's for $12.89, it's a little bit big.
It's a polybag in that picture, though.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah.
Turtle Beach, it's called, which is a headset brand.
Mm-hmm.
Comes with a turtle Alex and a little pergola thing.
Oh, there's an egg. Turtle egg.
Kind of a bullshit set, but if you had both of them, if you had that set and the other set, it'd be kind of cool.
Yep.
So, I should tell him about that set. I'm telling you, it looks very similar. Like, if you put that on stilts and enlarged it, it's very close to what you did.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Are you still buying the Minecraft sets?
No.
No, you stepped away.
Yeah, I'm behind. They did too many. Like, they did, like, three different Ender Dragon ones, and I'm like, I feel like they just ran out of ideas.
Yeah. Like, Star Wars is the same way, and you keep buying those.
Well, I'm only buying, like, the UCS sets. I don't buy the regular ones. I don't need seven different Millennium Falcons. I'm going to buy one of the regular ones that have the dark Millennium Falcon, so everyone's opposite. So Darth Vader's in white. So all the bad guys are good guys, the good guys are bad guys.
Yeah, you don't think that's them running out of ideas too?
Yeah, but that set's going to be like expensive because of the white the white Darth Vader.
They just color swapped everything.
Mm-hmm.
I only played Party Animals and we played Party Animals together. We didn't play anything else together. And then I started Plucky Squire.
Yeah. What'd you think about that?
It's interesting. So Plucky Squire, first off, I'm playing on PlayStation Plus. It's on one of the tiers. I don't know if it's extra or regular or whatever the hell they're all called. But so I'm playing Plucky Squire. It is beautiful most of the time. It is a... You're playing in a storybook and you are a character in a storybook that's drawn by a child or what it feels like a kid and has various mini games. Like you're looking at a fighting mini game there. That's gameplay right there. That's what the game looks like.
Right.
To me, if they would have stuck with this, it would have been better, but you have the ability to leave the storybook and play outside, like in the room, basically. And it's a puzzle game at its heart. So like you'll need to leave the book and go back and turn certain pages and get something off of another page and bring it to the page you're on now in order to complete it. The game to me is not great in 3D.
Mm.
It's so well done. It's so good in 2D when you're playing in the storybook. But when you go to the 3D world, it just feels more like a budget title. I wish the whole thing just played through the book, but it's interesting. It's neat. It's well done. I'm not very far. I'm only on chapter 4. I plan to see it through. It's interesting. It's very self-aware. They're characters in a storybook and they know they're in a book.
Okay.
And so it's interesting, but I'm having fun with it. It was on the path, so there were, you know, low barrier to entry, and it was definitely my kind of game, and I want to see it through. It's very easy so far, but there are puzzles, and you can play. Click on that orange picture, second row, all the way to the right. So if you look at that, it says goblins amble ahead. Well, it may be that the word goblins can be removed, and you can actually pick it up off the page. Mm-hmm. And you can go find one that says bunnies somewhere else, and you can put bunnies there, and all the goblins will turn into bunnies.
Oh, wow.
So you can also, like, alter the board based on changing out those words when it lets you. So it is a puzzle-type game. The combat's simple. There are upgrade trees. But it's an interesting game, and it looks so beautiful when you're in the book. But even when you're in the book, as you can see there, you actually can see a lot of times the area around you. Like, it's a good reminder. See, there you go. So here was a stone, and it did say block, and you can change it to a staircase so that you can walk up there. But you have to find that other word in a different sentence somewhere else.
Hmm.
Maybe in the same page, maybe on a different page. So
yeah,
it is a puzzle game, but to me, it does lose when you go out of the book. But it's neat. It's very easy, and I'm not playing on the easy mode. I'm playing on the regular one, so it's a game that I think is approachable by anybody, but some of the puzzles may be a little tough for smaller kids.
Yeah.
But that's been fun. I've been doing some of that.
Yeah, and
that's it for me.
Yeah, that game is on my playlist to play it.
I don't know if you'll like it.
Yeah, I was going to just try it.
Yeah, you might, but I don't know that you will. So I guess we'll dive into news, because that's all I played as well.
Okay, yeah, same. Here we go. So we're going to jump around a little bit. Universal Orlando Super Nintendo World will be opening May of 2025. Is that something you would eventually go to?
I mean, you know me and my thoughts on vacation.
Yeah.
I guess anything could happen. For the show, Marshall 205 will go, though, and I'll use that as my baseline for him to tell me if it's great or not, because he's probably already pre-bought his tickets.
Yeah, on this picture, the way it looks, I mean, it looks pretty cool. I can see where the Zelda theme is next to the Mario theme. And
now, as much as you're in Florida, would you consider this?
No, because it's actually going to be, we won't have no reason to go on that side of town, that side of Florida now. My wife's sister's moving from there.
You think that'll limit your trips?
Yeah. I still want to do Legoland. Then
yeah.
My dad wants to go to Universal one time. So maybe if I go with my dad, we'll go down there. Wife's not really big on walking a lot. She's got a bad knee.
So if I say go this there, with all due respect, Legoland was terrible.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. You were disappointed.
Anytime you bring it up, I want to remind you that it's terrible, so that if you get there, you have low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
That way if you go in with low expectations, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
If you go in with high expectations, you'll be disappointed. When I think about Legos, I think that they're built for children, and they're built for teens, and they're built for adults, and they're built for collectors.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to Legoland, I felt like it was built for kids.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures of the hotels where you can stay, and it's all kid themed.
Yeah, to me, and the hotel wasn't even built when I went. That's how long ago it was. But to me, it felt like the thing that Lego gets so right is that it's universal, right? Boys, girls, kids,
yeah,
adults. The thing the park got wrong is it felt like it was just built for kids. And to me, that misses the magic that is Lego. But I could be alone. I mean, a lot of people go there. You know, mm-hmm. I could be alone in my feeling. But I was highly disappointed. And I was very disappointed with the builds that were there.
Yeah, I think, would you say that it was after a storm, so some of the pieces were broke? And
I don't know if it was after a storm or not, but some of the pieces were broke. It was also a lot of stuff just sitting in grass, and the grass wasn't manicured very well. Like, there was just weeds and stuff growing around.
Mm.
Like all the stuff that was supposed to function, like the space shuttle taking off, it was all broken. None of it was functioning anymore. It was not very well taken care of when I went. Yeah, it's been a lot of years ago, though.
Yeah. Hopefully if I end up going, hopefully it's all better now. All right. Another thing, Nintendo apparently was upset with this creepy Mario photo from 2016. It just shows Mario peeking around a corner from a curtain. behind a curtain. Apparently they did not like it. I read the article. The guy took the picture and didn't get approval from them. And a lot of people just says they call it the creepy Mario photo.
It is creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nintendo cannot like it. I mean, they're so protective over Mario.
Yeah.
Or over all their IP. And I understand that you have to be, but I mean, the more that you don't like it, the more people are going to want to use it if mm-hmm. they know it bothers you. So I know Nintendo can't do this, but if they would just lighten up, it would actually help them.
Yeah.
Because it's their irritation with this photo is going to drive it even more. But it looks like Mario's peer. It looks like he's creeping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what the photo looks like.
And it's because of this, people are actually making shirts.
Yeah.
Have this on there now.
Yeah, because that's what's going to happen. The more upset they get, the more it will become a thing.
Yeah.
Because Nintendo doesn't understand how the internet works.
All right, so we have the Nintendo store, and now Sega is going to do their own store inside Tokyo. There's going to be a Capcom store. There's already a Capcom store and a Pokemon Center store. So, but Sega is going to do their own also in China.
We'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Next thing, Xbox did a little partner preview showing a bunch of games coming out. They show Alan Wake 2, Blobber Team, Chronos, Unique Shooter, Blindfire, Like a Dragon, Pirate Yakuza in Hawaii, Mouse PI, which actually looked pretty cool. I saw the trailer for that one. Saw Black and Gray, Subnautica 2, Animal Well, Eden Zero, Eternal Strains, Misfit Fall Hunter, Wheel World, I should say, Phasmophobia, The Legend of Babu, Da Chang, and then Remedy. All had like some games they announced.
Yeah, the more DLC for it was the Lake House DLC for Alan Wake looks cool. Yeah, I haven't played Alan Wake 2. I started the first one. I don't think I've ever finished it. I want to play Animal Well at some point, and Phasmophobia people absolutely love, but I don't know that it'll hit with me. I need to go check the Mouse PI one out, but it says blend of Cuphead and meets first person shooter. So it's like mm-hmm. half of that sounds great to me.
Yeah.
Half of that does not sound good to me.
Yeah. It just looks cool.
It looks very much in that little trailer right there. Just the opening scene looks very much like Cuphead.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Xbox has announced a Call of Duty Black Ops 6 accessories. So they have a Black Ops 6 controller and controllers, I should say. And then
a wrap.
Yeah.
A Black Ops wrap you can get for a Series X.
Now the controllers do look pretty nice.
Yeah, kind of like that white one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that all white one with the orange D-pad.
So that's just the Xbox wireless controller. Then the Elite controller's got black on the D-pad, yeah. And it's a different newspaper printing and stuff along.
It's got them dogs on it too.
Yeah.
All the dogs are on the other one too. They're just inverse.
Yep.
You can get some sweats too. Call of Duty Xbox sweats. That way you can be sweaty like all the people playing it.
Yeah. All right. Now, Xbox. I saw this video online. I thought it was pretty cool. It's let me just show you. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. You ready to watch?
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's a Halo-themed, Warthog-themed Cybertruck wrap.
Yep.
And it looks the most at home on a Cybertruck.
Yeah, they did it was like a little car meet, and someone took a video of it being there. I thought it was the guy in the Halo suit, I think, would set it off.
Yeah, the Master Chief in the back with the Gatling gun.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Assassin's Creed Shadows is a game coming out, and apparently the statue that they have had some controversy in it, so they pulled it. And so if you buy the collector's edition or pre-ordered, you're going to be getting a different statue. The statue that came out apparently had some figure, a person in it. Like they were leaning up on the person, and that person was like during World War II, that I guess was a bad person, and it killed like a lot of people and 35,000 people.
I don't know. Everybody is so upset about this game.
Yeah, so they're going to change the collector's edition.
Yeah, they're constantly getting beat up about its historical inaccuracy. It's Assassin's Creed is fake, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole game itself. I think the problem is they went really heavy into the lore and the history in these other games, and now they're trying to do something different, and people just are not allowing it.
So this is what they're talking about.
That's the statue people are upset about.
This is the actual statue, but that monument that the girl is standing on.
Oh, is a monument that is related to somebody that was not a good person.
Yeah.
I don't know. People are the most upset that it features a woman and a African-American lead character.
Mm-hmm. And that African-American is actually a real person.
People are just so upset.
Yeah.
That people need a hobby that's apparently not games because they can't just enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Most people upset probably don't even play games. Man, you got 6,000 stories still.
Oh, whatever. It's really quick. Astrobot is at some speed levels coming out, and they have a little release date down here. It's October 17, just a couple days ago. They had one October 24th, the 31st, November 7th, and November 14th. They're going to add speedrun levels, let's say every week, the next couple weeks.
Each of these levels contain 2 new bots to rescue. So there's 10 new bot characters coming.
Mm-hmm.
Eve
from Stellar Blade and the Helldivers.
Do I need to get on there? It's free. Should I get on there and get these? Probably, because I have all the characters.
Right. Might as well. I think it's smart to get people back in there. All right, next one. Dave the Diver, creator, wants to expand the IP and have a bunch of spinoffs. Why not?
If they can support that. I mean, if they have the developers to support that. Mm-hmm. Dave the Diver is incredible. Sometimes, though, you can get a little too big for your britches. So I don't want them to only make Dave the Diver, but I would say, like, maybe we nail one spinoff before we do several.
Yeah. Right. See, ex-PlayStation boss Sean Layden says the way the gaming industry is going, it's a death sentence for gaming because everyone's pushing, like, AAA titles and pushing these big ones, and there's no creativity when it comes to other games. You have the same type of game. You have the Overwatch type games, and you have the Fortnite, PUBG type games, and that's pretty much all that's being out there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying we have to be careful instead of just playing the same games over and over and over again and releasing the same type of games. But that's what's selling, and that's what people want. Unfortunately, these companies are going to go to that because they're looking at bottom dollar.
You know, I to me, this is a little bit of a cry wolf. I mean, I don't necessarily think Sean Layden is wrong, but it's not I think he's been a little extreme. It's obviously unfortunate where I feel like it's heading in just constantly in remakes and reimaginings and sequels and, you know, series of the same games over and over and over. But to say there's not new games it's inaccurate. I mean, the David indie Diver scene to me is better than it has been in years.
Yeah, I mean, we had David Diver. We had
I mean, this is back to like PlayStation loves indies and the indie PlayStation titles and the Xbox Live Arcade. I mean, to me, you're getting those level of indie games right now. So it's a little disingenuous to me to think that. Now, do I think that your big three are playing it a little bit safe? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they are, especially Xbox and PlayStation. So Nintendo's been safe for years, mm-hmm. and they're doing just fine. So I like Sean Layden. I think that this is, and maybe it's out of context. I don't really know the comment, but I don't think we have to ring the alarm bells just yet.
Yep. So PlayStation's announced a concert world tour coming with music from God of War, Last of Us, and a whole bunch more. It's going to be first place take to Dublin, Ireland, and then it's going to go in the UK. And then eventually down to the U.S. So I guess
a hard pass for me.
Yeah. I don't get what is it going to have? It's going to be like an opera or like a quartet thing where someone's going to be up there and they're going to be playing the music. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have an orchestra and I'm sure they'll do a beautiful job. The music to me doesn't. I need it in the game, but I don't want it outside of the game. Mm-hmm. I'll drive around listening to it. My friend of the show, Patman, may go to this.
If right. All right. So one of the UK realtors basically had to cancel all their PlayStation 5 30th anniversary pre-orders. They messed up. The company's called Argos. And they basically sent an email saying, yeah, unfortunately, we're canceling all the pre-orders for them.
I hope this wasn't done maliciously. I hope that they were thought they were allocated an amount that they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I would be that.
Yeah, if you're a normal customer there and you're getting one, now you're not.
Yeah, it would be very. It's okay for me not to get one, but it would be not okay if I thought I was getting one this whole time and then found out I wasn't.
Yeah. All right. There's a bunch of games leaving PlayStation Plus next month. If you have the stuff, let's see, GTA, San Andreas, Red Dead Redemption, The Sims 4, Dragon's Dogma, Mobile Suit Gundam, Superliminal. I'm trying to see if there's any game. Teardown, Kingdom Hearts. All the Kingdom Hearts are going away. Overcooked 2, and then moving out, leaving.
Yeah, there's a bunch there, but nothing. Why is Teardown and Kingdom Hearts on the same line?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they just, when they typed it up.
Typo, yeah.
Copy and paste thing.
Overcooked 2, if you haven't played, it's fun. Moving Out is the same idea. What Remains of Edith Finch is fun. It's 80,000 years old. Red Dead Redemption 2, again, great if you haven't played it. San Andreas Definitive Edition, fun if you haven't played it. To me, a lot of Kingdom Hearts stuff leaving.
Have you played Teardown? Did you try it?
I never even tried it. I just downloaded it.
Yeah, I tried it. It was okay.
Tiny Glades is the game that I want to play really bad right now, but it's only on PC. Mm-hmm. And it won't work as well on the Steam Deck. You really need a mouse and keyboard, but Tiny Glades definitely has my attention.
All right, so there's a Baldur's Gate 3 collector's edition coming out, and it's a $270 collector's edition, and people are pre-ordering it and trying to sell it for $3,000. It's being listed for over $3,000. And so the scalpers, the publisher is basically condemning people for doing that.
Yeah, I got a lot of mixed feelings about scalpers. I do know that eBay is cracking down on letting people sell pre-orders.
Yeah.
So you won't be able to pre-order something and immediately put the listing up. Their way, you have to have it in hand to auction it. I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that price will come down. Right now, people want it so bad, and it drives these astronomical prices, but it's unfortunate that people want this. I also, and this is, I don't know the situation, but maybe they should stop making stuff so limited.
Yeah.
And just do like a limited run situation where with limited run. And I know that company's got a lot of stuff that they're involved in things that upset people and some of their ownership and things like that. But limited run will pre-order a game. If they pre-order 10 million copies, they'll make 10 million copies.
Mm-hmm.
If they pre-order 10, they'll make 10.
Yeah.
You know, why couldn't the statue be done that way? Why couldn't they just say anyone that wants one pre-order? There's no, to my knowledge, the Dread Collector's Edition, there's no shortage. If you want one, you just go pre-order it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll make however many they need. And if you didn't get one, then maybe you have to pay a premium. But everyone had a chance to get one.
Right.
That's the way that you fix this, in my opinion. Like, it's neat that they made 12,300, whatever, PlayStation 30th anniversaries. What if they just numbered 12,300? It was random if you got a numbered one and everybody else just got a regular one.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pre-order a billion of them if I want. More money for you. I'm happy that way. I would have bought a Pro probably if I could have got one.
Yeah.
But I didn't because I couldn't get one and I didn't really need one. I just liked the way it looked. If I could have got on and pre-ordered, I would have. If you just randomly send out numbered one, that's also something to get people excited about. That also doesn't do the scalper any good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He can't pay $1,000 on the chance he might get a numbered one that'll sell higher. So this to me is an easy fix, but you know, when you create that drought, this is what happens. So
yeah.
I get that they're upset, but there's part of me that thinks they could also fix this problem.
I agree. All right, so a game we talked about earlier, Subnautica 2, is coming out next year. Is it going to have a four-player co-op mode?
That's awesome. That's what Subnautica needs, and I would love to play that with you guys.
Yeah, because I played the first one, and you played it, did it. Do we know if Batman or Martian 205 played it?
I don't think they've ever played it.
Well, that'd be fun. All right. So have you ever seen the movie A Quiet Place?
I've never seen it. I understand what it is.
Okay. So there's a game. There's a game, A Quiet Place game coming out. And they're going to have it in the game to where the microphone acts as a deterrent. So if you speak or make any noise on the microphone, the creatures will come at you.
We'll just keep that baby muted.
Yeah. So that's a cool little thing that they're adding into the game.
It is neat. I don't want to be scared.
Yeah. But I think the microphone feature is a next step to doing stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. It Takes Two is a game I know you played. Has sold basically sold 20 million copies so far.
Yeah, Hazelight Studios. People love him. Joseph, I forget what his name is, but he was an endearing creator, developer. People fell in love with him at the Game Awards. Very passionate about video games. Has Joseph Fares. He has some hard stances on some things. I think sometimes he is, you know, he does the right things, and sometimes maybe he says the right things that touch people's heart, and other times he irritates people, but you can't deny his passion. 20 million units is astonishing. That is so many copies. This game has also, I think, been on Game Pass and PS Plus. It does say sold over 20 million, so I don't know if they count those players or not, but it's super, I'm super happy for them and for the studio and for him. And scroll down, I think their next project has something to do with The Rock. Next one. Go up. That one.
The Film Foundation and Kara Studios with the
they're making an It Takes Two movie with Dwayne Rock Johnson in it. Mm-hmm. He's producing it. Yeah. It says he's producing. It sounds like he's not in it. It wouldn't make sense if he was in it.
Right.
So that's cool.
Yep. All right, next one. GTA had a GTA 5 online had a zombie mode, and they basically had at one point 1.2 million people playing it.
Concurrent unique players.
Yeah, and then there's this little task, and you have to kill zombies. Some guy like 800 million copies, 800,000, whatever. He's got like 430 million zombies killed. There's like some little thing on there. It's good to get people back into GTA 5. I didn't play it. I just do like a normal just log in, get right back out. But people are having a fun with it.
Going strong.
It's, yeah, it said 400,000 people return within 24 hours.
That's a lot.
Yeah. All right. Last two things, or actually one thing. The MetaQuest 3S has been released for $299.99. So if you don't have a Meta Quest 2 or 3, you can get the 3S for $299.
An amazing entry point. Like, if you're wanting to get into VR, that price point is incredible.
Yeah. And I will go for and do the Quest Plus to get your free.
Yes. Yeah, you do the Quest Plus and the Meta Quest 3S. And again, I'm not saying $300 is nothing, but if you're a person that thinks that they can get into VR, to me, this is such a good price point for you to get in there.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
So it has a, damn, it comes with stylus. You can get a stylus pen.
It looks like Logitech makes a mixed reality stylus. I don't know how that would work, but.
Yeah. Interesting. And that's all I have for today.
What's this Lego story? Is it not for us?
No. I was just reading some stuff on there. I was seeing if there's anything you would like, but nothing.
Oh, I got you. All right. Well, that's all I have as well. We'll be back next week. I was real boring this week, so I don't really know what to say. I just didn't play much of anything. I've been sick all week. You can probably hear it.
Yeah.
A lot of NyQuil and early nights for me.
Same. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Send us a message on X or the old Twitter at @game_stitch @HoeEffinShow. That was episode 611. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.